Narrating the phone right now is author Don Bentley. That must mean it's time for a new Matt Drake novel, number 4, out on April 25th. He's on the phone right now in Austin, Texas. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, before we even start on anything, I have to ask, why do I, the last one to find out that you're taking over the Vince Flynn books, the Mitch Rapp series?
Yeah, so they did the, I'm surprised you're the last one to find out, because it was, I have loved writing the Tom Clancy books, and the fans were awesome when I took over, but there have been enough writers who have written since Tom passed away that I don't think it's quite as big a deal. When the folks at Simon & Schuster announced the changeover from Kyle Mills to me, David Brown, the publicist, actually sent me a text with a screenshot, and he's like, Vince Flynn is trending on Twitter right now. So I don't know where you were at that time, Mark, but the rest of the world obviously found out that I was taking over, because it was trending on Twitter.
And the thing about it is, me and David Brown, he loves when I mention his names in interviews, because he gets all the cool people, Jack Carr, Brad Thor, Kyle Mills. So he loves when I mention his name on these interviews. And when I saw that, I don't know how long after the announcement, I emailed David going, wow, Don's taking over, that's cool, you're gonna love working with him, because I've interviewed you like, what, this is our fourth or fifth interview. So I just I shot him a quick email. And so are you done with Jack Ryan then, and you're moving to Vince?
No, so what I tell everybody is I'm very fortunate to have quite a few fires in the iron. And so this year, so Forgotten War comes out on April 25th.
Yep.
And then I have my third Tom Clancy Jack Ryan that's called Flashpoint.
Yep.
That comes out in May. And then I've got my fourth, which I'm actually frantically, it's due tomorrow, so I'm frantically finishing today, that's called Weapons Grade, that comes out in September, the first week of September, I believe.
Oh,
so
you've got...
My editor, Tom Colgan, is the editor for all of those books, including Forgotten War. And what I basically told him is, like, look, when I'm done with this, with Weapons Grade, I got to start my first Vince Flynn book, but I will check in with him, like, in December and see what I can do and what's available for me to do. And so what I told him is, I can't write the next Jack Ryan book after Weapons Grade, but I certainly don't want to take my name off the rolls of the campus writer. So we'll see. I'm hoping in December I'll have a better idea what my production schedule looks like for 2024.
Why'd they go with two Ryan Jr. books this year? Do you know? Normally it's just one, and then we get the Jack Ryan book. I think it comes out in November or December this year.
Yeah, they used to call them the winter and the summer books. So the Jack Ryan Sr. comes out in winter and the junior and summer. The estate here recently decided they wanted to start releasing three books a year.
Oh,
so
wow.
What they're going to do is alternate between the Jack Ryan Jr. and senior books. So this year, that's why I have two Clancy's come out, is this is my year for two juniors, and next year will be the Andrews and Wilson guys, I think, will be, I don't know if they're doing two or if it's them and another writer, but there'll be two Clancy senior or Jack Ryan senior books coming out.
Oh, wow. So they're, well, you have a big year this year. You got a lot of writing to do, or did.
Yeah. It's so again, I'm really fortunate that Tom Colgan is my editor for both Forgotten War and the Drake books, and then also the Clancy books. And so he saw this coming about 2 years ago and said, do you want to do this, knowing you're going to have, you know, two Clancy books? And I said, yes. And so he put me on a book every 5 months plan about 2 years ago. And so that's how we got to the point this year where I was able to have three books come out. But it's still, we're still right on the ragged edge. And so, like I said, I'm finishing Weapons Grade today and tomorrow or this weekend. And that actually comes out in September, and that's a pretty tight turnaround for the publishing world.
Now, for you as a writer, because Matt Drake, Jack Ryan Jr., and Mitch Rapp, they really are kind of similar characters in a sense that they all kick ass.
Yeah.
Is it for you as a writer, writing each of those characters where they're similar but different, is that like boggling your mind a little, or do you think it's easier for you?
Well, I think so. Vince Flynn has always been my favorite writer, and I think all of us who write in this genre post 9/11 derive parts of our protagonists from Mitch Rapp.
Yeah.
Like, he was the first post 9/11 go hunt down terrorists and shoot them in the face guy. And I think we have all of us that write in that genre now have taken some from what Vince Flynn did with that character, for sure. As far as the Clancy and the Matt Drake books, what helps separate them in my mind is, I write, and this is a little writerly inside baseball talk, but I write the Matt Drake books as a first-person protagonist, and so Matt is the one telling the story, and he's a very, you know, witty kind of in the mold. I've said many times that Nelson DeMille's John Corey character was a huge influence, while Jack Ryan Jr., is not that. He's written in third person and doesn't have the same sense of humor. And so those distinctions help me pretty immensely as a writer from going one to the other. I haven't yet, obviously, I wrote just as Celebration, like my first sentence in the next Mitch Rapp book, just to have fun with it. But I haven't written Mitch yet, but I think also there's enough distinction with how Mitch is and how he thinks, and frankly, he's just been such a huge influence on my journey as a writer and my enjoyment as a reader that I don't think it will be a problem distinguishing the two.
Well, let's talk about Forgotten War, the new Matt Drake book. It's out on April 25th. So, you know, Matt and Frodo, his best friend and his fiance, they're out in a bar in Austin, Texas, where you live, so I'm sure you're familiar with all the cool places down there. I've only been down there once, but I loved it. So they're waiting for Matt's wife to show up, and all of a sudden, Matt's at the bar getting some drinks. He sees this woman and this man, and he knows that they can't be their trouble. Something's going down. So he gets up and he gets to the table, and this woman, Julie, and this man who's like a beast, but he's new and he's kind of an ass, and Matt puts him in his place. They're there to arrest Frodo for murder from years ago in Afghanistan, 10 years ago, war crimes. And Matt's like, no, you're not taking him. And finally, Matt has to stand down. They take Frodo. Matt's not happy about this. Matt pulls some strings. He gets in to see Frodo. Frodo admits that he did it, and Matt's like, "What? I was with you. What are you talking about?" So the rest of the book is Matt. He's going to get his friend Frodo, because once you're in the government judicial system, you might as well not be ever seen again. I mean, is that kind of true? I mean, obviously you wrote about it, and you know, because you worked in the government. But is that? I mean, do they kind of get buried along the way up there?
Yeah, certainly. So once the wheels of justice, as it were, start turning, they can sometimes turn pretty awfully slow. And so I certainly took some liberties of that to make it a more interesting story. But your point is well taken, in that with this book, you know, with every book, if you're lucky enough to write multiple books in the series, you want to come to it and do something a bit different. And so it doesn't feel like the readers are tuning in to the next version of the A-Team and you know halfway through the episode exactly what's going to happen. And so what I set out originally for this book to do is two things. So number one, I had gotten or still get a lot of feedback from readers on how much they love Matt and Frodo together, but that they wish they could see Matt and Frodo back when they were still operating together. And so I thought, you know, wouldn't it be really fun to have an alternate storyline where you can see Matt and Frodo in one of their first operations together before Frodo was crippled in the IED that happened in Without Sanction. And so I wanted to write that, but then the second thing I wanted to do was to have Matt be without Frodo at the same time, right? And say, hey, what would he do if the guy that's his bedrock, his best friend, his partner in crime, is unavailable to him? And not just unavailable to him, but is actively opposing what he's trying to do. And so to your point, when the story takes place, Frodo gets arrested by Army CID agents for a murder that supposedly happened 10 years prior. And the crazy thing about it that Matt can't figure out is Frodo admits to it and won't talk about it. And so the only thing Matt can do is try and locate the surviving members of that Special Operations A-Team that they were a part of But he starts to realize that each one of these guys are dying mysterious deaths one by one. And then he has to go to Afghanistan to find the interpreter, who's the only person that was in the room that's still alive, that was with in the room with Frodo when the crime all took place. And so that's what I set out to do. And then when Afghanistan, our withdrawal in Afghanistan in 2021, when that happened, that affected me as an Afghanistan veteran on a very visceral level. And so, you know, I'm like, as writers do, I had to figure out a way to deal with that. And I did it by writing this book. And so the book also takes place during the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. And so you get to see two alternate timelines. And while the book is certainly fiction, many of the operations referenced in the book or even depicted are based on real operations or slightly altered from things that happened in Afghanistan. And all of the conversations or many of the conversations between the veterans who make up the characters in that book are taken or based loosely on conversations I had with fellow veterans as we were all trying to process what was happening in Afghanistan. And so I hope it's a really great story, but what I've loved from some of the reviews I've seen so far is people keep mentioning the heart or the emotional appeal of the book, that it's a really great thriller, but it struck them in ways that they didn't expect from maybe a book in this genre. And I think that is because of, you know, how much the Afghanistan withdrawal affected me, and I was able to put that in the book.
Yeah, and like you said, when Matt manages to get to Afghanistan, he manages to put a team together, but things are completely different now, and there's trouble all around him, no matter everywhere he tries to go, and a lot of action, a lot of shoot-ups, some people die, I'm not going to say who, but yeah, and then I like how in your books you always give a shout-out to one of your author friends, and in this book you give a shout-out to one of your author friends. I'm like looking at that going, oh, I know, I just read his book. So for people, you'll have
talking
to
talking about Mr. Josh Hood.
Yeah,
the shout out you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah. Josh is he's a good friend and he's a fantastic writer. And I try and put in as many references to other writers or folks that have helped me. And Josh, when Without Sanction, my debut novel, when we were shopping it, Josh was already established at the time and was kind enough to blurb the book for me, and I try and return the favor.
I like how you also mentioned the Jaws on the Water, which I've had friends go down to Austin to see that. It's a place on the water where you can watch Jaws. It's pretty cool. Have you done that a few times?
Yeah, so I haven't. We've talked about it doing that multiple times because they always do it in the summer. But the other thing, the bar that you mentioned in the opening sequence is actually based on a pretty neat place in Austin called the Midnight Cowboy that used to be a speakeasy. And so they only do cocktails. In order to go there, you have to have a reservation. You're not allowed to have any electronic devices. They have all these cool rules. And when you go up to the storefront, there's no signage. There's anything. All there is a buzzer, and you got to press the right button and say the password to get in and stuff. And so Austin is full of those kind of eclectic, really neat places. And since I try and weave as many of those into my books as I can.
Which is the Raiders of the Lost Ark movie that you don't like?
That's a good question. I think I like most of them. I don't know if I was there was the one where Sean Connery was in it.
Oh, it was his dad.
I think that. Yeah, I love me some Sean Connery. The Untouchables is one of my favorite movies, and I think Hunt for the Red October is the best Tom Clancy movie. But that was not my favorite movie of the franchise.
People can follow you at donbentleybooks.com, Facebook Bentley Don B, Twitter Bentley Don B. You're going out on tour. People can go to your website. You just did a thing with Mark Greene not too long ago there in Austin for his book. You're doing a thing with T. Jefferson Parker, who I just interviewed the other day. His new book is awesome. You're going to be doing a date with him and some other people, so people can look on your website to see the tour dates. And then I guess what, you get a little break, then the Ryan book comes out, then you're going to go back out on the road again, and then you're just going to have to buckle down for the summer and get ready for the Vince Flynn book?
Yeah, so for the Clancy books, they don't do as much of a tour or anything. In fact, I don't know that I'm going anywhere for the Clancy book. We're gonna do we're gonna have a book signing in Austin at one of the local Barnes and Nobles, and then I'm gonna do a virtual event with the Poison Penned again for that. And then, like you said, right in this summer, and then Weapons Grade comes out in September, and that'll be it for me. But I'm really, really excited about Forgotten War. I'm really excited about the reception that it's getting from people. You know, my biggest thing is I certainly don't take any readers for granted, but what I love is when folks who don't traditionally read this genre pick up the book and they're like, man, this is fantastic. This moved me. I was thinking about it after I finished the book. And those are some of the comments I'm getting from early readers and reviews and stuff of Forgotten War. So I'm really, really excited about this one.
Oh, sweet. Well, it's out on the 25th. Jack Ryan Jr. Flashpoint is out on May 23rd. So, Don, once I get that book and I'm able to read through it, I guess we'll set up another interview and talk a little Clancy and a little Jack Ryan Jr. I hope last book he didn't get beat up, and I'm not going to ask you for any spoilers, but I'm wondering if he's going to get beat up in this book, or if his relationship, if he's ever going to find a woman. But we'll leave it at that because we don't want to do any spoilers on that book. Don, always a pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully we'll talk again in little maybe 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, likewise, Mark. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.